like,
so that we can lift messages? The word of God up, so that okay. we would have scripture on the side of the road instead of Coors Light signs.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And does it send them to someplace biblical that they can get some help?
It sends them to BibleBillboards.org, and it sends them, if they go down as on the bottom of that website, is three different Baptist churches that are our sponsors.
Okay. Can I help you with something on that? Have you tested the Baptists?
This Baptist preacher.
They're not biblical, though. But do you realize the Baptists were created like 1,500 years after Christ? And they don't even example what the New Testament body should look like that Christ set up? Have you tested that? Because if you go through the scriptures, you'll see that they are far different than the true ecclesia called out ones. And you're not, and so you know what ecclesia means, right?
Yep.
Called out separate ones. It's not church.
Right.
Because that was not a good translation. It was supposed to be called out, not going to church that man made, right?
Right.
So not just the Baptists, but the Methodists, Lutherans, and Anabaptists,
sure.
all of them are created by man, even the non-denominations.
So what are you suggesting is offering discipleship and mentoring unto the Word of God, unto changed lives and repentance?
First, what you need to do is be out preaching the gospel, which is what, I see you got a gospel card, we're handing out the gospel. That's what changes lives. And that would be using the scriptures. But you have to lay it out for people because they don't know it. You know, back when the Jews were there and Jesus came and they didn't believe on him, they had the full Word of God, what they had then. They just had to believe upon him. What do we have today? Lies, man-made traditions, false teachers, false doctrines all over, right? So we got to bust through all that, get people to the foundation of the gospel, which is Christ shed blood, his death, burial, his resurrection. And if you want the cleansing of his blood to wash away your sins, you have to repent.
Yes.
It's a turning of your mind and your ways to his ways, right? But the Baptists haven't repented, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. So if you repent, you're going to be born from above with the Holy Spirit, born again, right? So you're not in your head, you understand all that. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, you continue to live the way you used to do in your sin.
No, it changes you.
Right. So you're supposed to be living in holiness and obedience according to the scriptures,
yes.
right? But the Baptists aren't doing that.
Well, I think
let me finish the gospel.
That is not an accurate.
You have to endure in that holiness and obedience or you're going to lose your soul. Most Baptists teach eternal security, once saved, always saved. Does yours teach that? Perseverance of the saints, they're going to call it, which is a hidden way of saying Calvinism. Once saved, always saved.
No.
Do you believe you can lose
I
your salvation?
I don't believe in Calvinism.
Do you believe you could lose the hope of your salvation if you live in sin?
If you are truly saved, you cannot lose your salvation because he
okay, so you are a Calvinist. You're a Calvinist. So that's one of the things
you're teaching wrong. Yeah.
But ma'am, I'm trying to teach you. You're not a biblical woman. You need to repent and come out of the world. Okay.